It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Members of a White House task force to address climate change met in Des Moines this week. I'm here this morning with the host of the task force meeting, Des Moines Mayor Frank County. Mayor County, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was discussed at this task force meeting?
Well, just last week, they released the U.S. National Climate Assessment, and it was a big release. It almost mirrored the impacts of climate change across the United States and the mirroring of the IPCC, which is the International Climate Change Study that came out just recently as well, that had really some dire predictions if we didn't get at doing something. And knowing that climate change is already here, it's not something that's going to happen 5, 10, 15 years from now. I mean, we just saw it this last week here in Iowa out at Lake Panorama with a tornado ripping through there. And not that tornadoes don't happen, but it just seems like they're much more frequent and much more intense. And we see it in the flows of the rivers, and we see how quickly the water moves down from the watersheds into Des Moines, for instance, and what that does to some of the things that we have to think about in terms of preparedness in the city of Des Moines.
And the IPCC is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
That's correct.
What do you think the task force will recommend when you make recommendations in the fall to the White House?
I think, obviously, we have to do what we can to mitigate further expansion of the CO2 in the atmosphere. But at the same time, we have to prepare for those changes that are presenting themselves to us right now. And knowing that CO2 is one of those, whatever CO2 is in the atmosphere today is probably going to be at least at those levels for the next 100 years, even if we were to stop putting it out today. We're going to have strategies that look at the preparedness aspect. What do we do in the face of these changes that are already presenting themselves in terms of floods? Certainly in the Midwest, that's an issue. Droughts in the Midwest is an issue. And certainly hurricanes and that sort of thing on the coastal regions, that takes slightly different kinds of preparation because the sea level rises and things that are also occurring. But I think there's going to be a plan that talks about, how do you deal with the circumstances? The other is, how do we look at lessening the use of energy and cutting that down, whether it's in our own households, how we get to and from work, the fuel efficiency of vehicles from autos to light trucks to heavy trucks to major transport in how we move goods and people around this country. So I think that we're going to be looking at some major plans that deal with that in terms of the preparation. We've got roads and we've got bridges and things that are affected by floods and weather and those kinds of things, and we have to make sure that's prepared. The quality of our water systems, all those built situations have to do it. And then, of course, there's agriculture. And whether it's in Iowa or it's other places around the country, we have to figure out how do we sustain and maintain and improve our delivery of food for all the people in this country. And quite frankly, Iowa is one of those places we look at feeding part of the globe. And so what are we going to do in the face of that? And how do we preserve our water resources? How do we preserve our soil so that during those extreme occasions of weather events that, we're not eroding our topsoil down to the Gulf of Mexico and lessen our opportunity, maybe not for us and you and I, Clay, but certainly our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. We see studies even in this state that are saying, hey, you got to do something. We've eroded 50% of our topsoil over the last 40 years. We can't keep doing that.
All right, Mayor County, thank you.
You bet.